The Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Because of my writing and speaking activities, women quite often share their personal and marital problems with me. As I listen to or read of their distress, I many times experience an inner conflict about how to respond to them. It boils down to a choice. The choice of whether to give emotional or spiritual advice. Yes, I'm made privy to numerous emotion-igniting situations. Well, let me give you just two of many general examples. There is, first of all, the woman who tells of the fist-clenching husband. The man who, within the walls of his home, is thoughtless to the point of being absolutely callous in his treatment of his wife. The fellow who is constantly demanding that she do this or do that, or look such and such a way, etc., 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 always demanding of her. This masterly one, who is always cracking the whip over his wife's head, as it were. This husband, who so clearly demonstrates a distorted concept of what husbandly headship is all about. Oh, how do I give advice to this woman? Or there is the lady who tells me with tears of her tight-fisted husband. Oh, yes, this is a fellow who is reasonably well off financially, but he allows his wife only a pittance, a really ridiculously small amount of money every month, and that amount of money has to cover the cost of groceries, medicine, clothes for the entire family, and virtually all operating expenses. Money for herself? Oh, no. How do I give advice to this wife? Now, frankly, my emotional reaction is as follows. For the wife of the fist-clencher husband, I'd like to tell her to sock him in the nose. And the wife of the tight-fisted husband, I'd like to say, "Oh, lady, let the fellow starve." Now, these, of course, are facetious exaggerations. Ah, yes, but then I'm brought back to the emotion-calming scripture. Particularly, I think of Ephesians 5. "And the wife, see that she reverence her husband." Have you noticed there are no ifs, ands, or buts in that verse? Well, the Bible clearly outlines that the husband has his responsibility in the home before God to love, cherish, and protect his wife. The wife has a responsibility before God to reverence her husband. It's a matter of actions versus reactions. If his actions are lousy, is her role difficult? Oh, yes. Very difficult. And it's so easy as in giving emotional advice for her to react emotionally. And yet, she is to react instead spiritually, claiming that promise, "I can do all things through Christ." Dear lady, your husband's love and leadership may not be exemplary, but your spirit, actions, and reactions should be and can be. Each day, you can say, "This is my battlefield, Lord. Help me to be victorious."
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.